Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Good morning and welcome back to the Truth to You Podcast. It is a special Friday. Many of you have had a long week. If you took part in the ODAX program around here, you got to bed late on Tuesday night, probably on Wednesday night, and Thursday has come and gone, and now you are headed almost into the weekend, and it's Friday, so hope that you've had a good start to your day. And we're going to go ahead and get now into the second chapter of the book of 1 Kings. But before we do that, I want to mention our memory verse. It's 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. And the Bible says this, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith." 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7. One more time. "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith." All right, now let's make our way over to the book of 1 Kings. And if you have not listened to the episode from the first chapter, which was just yesterday, you'll want to take some time to do that. We kind of do an overview of what you can expect in this book. But we're in chapter 2 today, and our lesson here comes from the very onset of the chapter. And I'm going to go ahead and read the first two verses and then give us our thought for the morning. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 2 and verse 1, "Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son." So this is a very pivotal time in the nation of Israel. And, you know, although David is passing away, God's promises are not passing away with him. And there are a lot of promises that were given to the nation of Israel as God's chosen people before this moment of David's death. And we're not going to rehash that. But even though David in himself is but a mortal man, the story continues. He'll pass off the scene. But God still has a work to do with his people, and that's an exciting work. And 1 Kings really details some of that history as it unfolds in these pages. So David passes off the scene, and in verse 2 and 3 here, David gives his son a charge that's really important for us. And if we could just for just a moment try to climb into the room here with David and Solomon. David was nearing the end of his life here. He's dying. He's going to be taking his last breaths soon. I'm sure there were other people in the room, potentially, that are just, you know, waiting for this monumental moment, the great King David, to take his last breath. And yet, here's Solomon. In the chapter before, we found that Solomon was then anointed, that anointing of who would be the next leader in Israel was accomplished. And so now King David's passing off the scene, and he's taking his last breaths, and it's almost as if Solomon there is leaning over the bed, and, Dad, what do you want me to know? Dad, are you still there? Dad, talk to me, Dad. And King David has some choice words, and I want to notice them here in verse 2. Notice what it says, "I go the way of all the earth." And then he says this, "Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man." Now, what a challenge, right? I mean, let's pick this apart just a little bit. I mean, David knows where he's going. He even though his body will pass away, we understand that his spirit, his soul, will go to live with the Lord. And so he embraces that. He's not fighting it here. It's just a matter of fact. But then he says, "Listen, in my absence, you know, even though I'm leaving, you remain. And in that remaining, be thou strong. Be a strong individual, be a strong person." And he brings more clarity to it when he says, "Show thyself a man." Now, we get to use this verse to, you know, beef up all of our male listeners and say, "Hey, you know, today you just show yourself a man. I'm telling you what, you know, and be that masculine man that you are. Embrace that, you know." Maybe some people need to hear that message, right? But I think what David is doing here, you know, when we think about the person that Solomon was, Solomon was relatively young. He's a young man, we could say. And so oftentimes we, you know, what do we associate with youthfulness? Well, sometimes strength, but also sometimes foolishness. You don't have to read the Proverbs very long before you realize that Solomon had some choice words for his sons later on. And he would address them in certain ways and tell them to abandon foolishness. Why does he do that? Well, because sometimes youthfulness can coincide with just an attitude that is foolish. And so what does David say here? He says, listen, you know, separate yourself from that type of living. I want you to be strong and be a mature individual. Cast off foolishness and show yourself to be a man. Show that in your living. And then what I love about this is David clarifies what he means. And let me just go to say this. I think this is a great point to make right here. And that is, there are a whole lot of conversations that are taking place in our culture today around common sense things, such as what is a man? What is a woman? And it's almost embarrassing to hear these discussions take place in our culture and hear some of the silly and foolish things that are said. And equally so, to know also that there are people who listen to that and believe it and follow after it. But what do we know? You know, when we're looking at this idea of male, female, what God created us to be, and there are only two genders, that's just how it is, I'm sorry. But as we look at Scripture, we understand that God is the one who clarifies these terms. Okay, when we look at a female, we go to the Bible and we say, okay, Lord, what do you want us to know about women? Lord, what do you want us to know about men? And it's not our culture that brings context to what a man or a woman is, or things that they are to do or be involved in, or how they're to carry themselves. It's not the culture that determines that. It's the Bible that determines that. It's not the majority of, you know, the voices that are out there in the world that determine that. No, it's the Bible. And so we go back to this, and David is going to clarify his statement to Solomon that show thyself a man. So what does he mean by that? Well, look at this list that is mentioned in verse 3, and I love this. He clarifies what he means. He says, listen, I want you to keep the charge of the Lord thy God. And that's where it starts, right? I mean, whether you're a man or a woman, whatever God has created you, it starts with that. Lord, what is it that you have told me to do? How is it that you have told me to conduct myself? You know, what are the things that I should embrace as a man, or that I should do as a man? What are my responsibilities as a woman? And of course, David here talking to his son says, show thyself a man, keep the charge of the Lord thy God. What does that mean? He's talking about in your heart, Solomon, hey, keep these things. Okay, don't allow them to be passing fancies of a year or two, but to keep them in your heart. In other words, hey, you can show yourself to be that mature, strong, stable man that the Lord wants you to be by embracing His ways, holding them in your heart, and keeping the charge of the Lord thy God. What else does he say? To walk in His ways. It starts with the internal, then it goes to the external. Okay, I'm gonna do what God wants me to do now. My actions are going to depict that of someone who is embracing what God has said. To keep His statutes. What else? To keep His commandments. To what else? And His judgments and His testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, whithersoever thou turnest thyself. Wow, what a blessing. What a remark here by David. You know what David's doing? He's not imparting to Solomon how to be a great king, although Solomon was a king. And certainly there are some things that he could glean from David in that way. But David's not instructing him that way. David's not instructing him on how to be an economist. And certainly Solomon was going to need some of that wisdom for determining some of the building projects and some of the things that that would happen under him, the expansion of Israel as a nation and all the successes they would sing. But David's not imparting that. Now, David's not talking about being a king. David's not imparting knowledge about being an economist. David is not discussing other facets of Solomon's life. No. What does he say? He says, listen, Solomon, I'm going to get right to the point. Listen, you as a man, be the person God created you to be. Follow the will the Lord has for you in all your ways, in all his statutes, in all his testimonies. You follow that. And it's almost like David understands that if Solomon does this, chances are he's going to be a great king. Well, he's going to make wise decisions for his nation. And so David here gives him some just fantastic advice that really all of us can embrace. Well, this is the attitude that we all should embrace. And what better words for a son to hear from his dying father than simply this: son, I'm pointing you back to the Lord. You be who God created you to be, and you do the best of your ability. Pursue that with all that you have. You know what? God is going to bless you for it. And God did bless Solomon. Was he perfect? No, he wasn't. As the longer he lived, did he begin to wander from the Lord? He absolutely does. And 1 Kings will talk about that. But let's draw strength from what the Lord has called all of us to, whether we're a man or a woman, and that is to show ourselves to be who God created us to be by embracing the things that he wants us to embrace, found no other place than his word. So let's live in light of that challenge today, teenagers. Before we go, I want to mention our teenager of the day. We're praying for Owen. So take some time and pray for Owen. And the next time you see him, you let him know that you were asking for God's wisdom and blessing in his life. Hey, thanks for joining us today, and I hope that you have a great weekend. We'll see you next time. Take care.